So there are two kinds of relationships, the superficial one and the real one. The superficial relationship is but a relationship between the physical costumes in a person's own mind. The stuff you are experiencing right now is but the physical costume of this hall, the space, the people, and so on. When you look toward me, you are not seeing the real me in vision perception. You are but looking at a visual image, physical costume of me, along with the associated meta impressions of me that your own brain mind system has generated and manifested in your own mind in the mind dimension. Each person experiences a physical costume of the self and a physical costume of the other person in his or her own mind. Is everyone following? Okay. When person A thinks and says, I like this person B, or may say, I hate this person B, what person A is really referring to is liking or disliking person B's physical costume, meta impression in his or her own mind that his or her own brain mind system has construed. It is person B's physical costume that is judged by person A. It is person B's physical costume, meta impression that is loved, hated, respected, envied, and so on by person A. You see, this person may not even be aware of person B's real existence as such in the real dimension, because this person happens to be totally ignorant about reality and has lived with false convictions that the perceived world is the real one. Hence, he or she believes that the people he or she experiences are but the real people, unaware that these are mere physical costume meta impressions in his or her own mind. You see, when the physical costumes are the only things that person A is aware of, person A cannot be aware of the real person B, or ironically, even of the real self. The person A thinks that the physical costume of self so experienced is the real self. Hence, the relationship that person A experiences is a superficial relationship the brain-mind system construes between these physical costumes in the mind dimension. Similarly, the relationship that person B experiences is between the physical costume meta impressions of entities in person B's own mind, construed and manifested by person B's own brain-mind system in the mind dimension. Now, note that each person perceives a very unique relationship in his or her own mind. So, we can say that there are two unique and different superficial relationships between two people, one in each mind. Furthermore, notice that the real persons are missing in such superficial relationships. It is all but imaginary, a fictitious relationship nonetheless. That's why these superficial relationships are fickle and keep changing as the physical costume meta impressions keep changing with the person's interests, needs, affections, attachments, desires, and so on. Yesterday I liked this person, now today I hate this person. What happened? It all depends on how you feel today. And it's anybody's guess how you are going to feel about the relationship tomorrow. After all, what can we expect of a superficial, fictitious relationship, huh? It is fictitious. That's why they are unstable. And in the long run, not very fulfilling. Then someday along the way, the real persons want to go to the real courts and be divorced from the superficial relationship. But they will once again land in another superficial relationship between physical costumes that they construe then. Instead, these couples could educate themselves and could build and nurture a great real relationship if they were aware of reality. Real relationship is between real persons, between their spirits. It is the nurturing of the real persons at their spirit level, which is, after all, very fulfilling, because the persons experience harmony as their spirits are attuned with each other in truth. There are some specific processes that people can follow, some specific methods and exercises that people can utilize to nurture their real relationships, the details of which we will discuss later. In the meantime, let me mention that when two people are in a harmonious real relationship, their interactions and experiences with each other are naturally intimate and compassionate. Even lovemaking takes on a new meaning. Sex between them, between such couples, are very intense and deep. The couple is spiritually harmonious, and that is what, after all, real spirituality is all about. It is not a very difficult thing.